Sif Mem Gimel. So this is the same idea which we had before in Sif Ches, Sif Mem, that they would take, apparently, when you take a hot cup and you pour out the hot water and you put it there, it creates push it against the skin, it creates a vacuum. As it cools, it expands, so or it heats, so it contracts. Anyway, it creates a vacuum, and it helps you to function like a suction. It can pull the intestines inside back towards their place. So you're allowed to put this kliskam al tabur around the navel area. Well, halos says you pull it out. So you're allowed to do that. And well, the halos is nine maybe yada maybe kli. Sometimes the ears sort of droop down, and you can push them back. Well, the halos unkli. What is unkli? The hanotznuch shekneged aleib shenichuch letzad panim. If the sternum, the cartilage of the sternum, sort of like bends in, you want to bend it out. So the heter is based on the fact that the Chazal's gzera was he might come to grind herbs. All of these things, the refuah for them is not herbal. The refuah is something which simply is not herbal, and there's no way of doing it with herbs. So there's no gzera you might come to use, grind to do anything, because that's a waste of time. And since he has Sarah Chazal Remeko, the combination of those 2 points. Kuflamid Bays, Sifkan Kuflamid Bays, Koisram, Koinis Galeba Sif Mem. The truth is, we already said that aloha before in Sif Mem. Choshe Bishmeh, Butal Litin Alem Kois, Sher Remeno Cham, and Avapisha Danyish Behevel. It's the same din. So why is he repeating himself? Because the other 2 cases I mentioned here are all part of the language of the Rambam, which is, he puts it all together with one explanation. So that's why it's mentioned over here again. Now the question was, why did he mention before in the Sif Mem? He didn't answer the question. He answered the question why he needed to repeat it again. It's good. Because you want to put it all together. So why did you say it in Sif Mem in the first place? Good question. Al Tabur. I have no idea what that is exactly. Halos says naim gidei osnayim, shvamim sheyardim lamato misparkim osnayim. Sometimes what holds the osnayim in place sort of shifts down, and it feels out. It gets out of place. Gets out of the joint. Shkegalei b'makibus and hashima by the sternum bending in it makes breathing difficult. So what do you need tzar for? The Chorv is no gzeres refuah. What is the problem with doing it? So the Magaram says it's still an element of uvda d'chol. You're involved in doing these type of things, which are not normally the way. They're very refuah oriented in the sense of it wasn't so much normally done. It's a more type of a weaker type of an action.
What type of action?
All of these things you just mentioned.
A wheezing type of an action.
Weekday. Okay. Mem Dalet. Rechazin ubemei chamton ubemei tzavaryu. So these are places which that even though his kavana, whatever rechitza halachically is mutter. We discussed before the rechitza cases where it's mutter mikra, then one aver, etc., whatever the meaning is not to, but same in mikra, then the shulchan aruch, that there's then a rechitza. So, what about these places where they have some type of medicinal function that they act for refuah, but they could also be used for non-refuah purposes? So, the law is you're allowed to do it even for refuah purposes if this place can be used and is used for non-refuah also. So he gives some examples. May Gror, May Chabdan, these are places, May Tiberia, May Yopim, Shabiyama, Godel, Abi Shehem, Maluchim. So those are hot springs, and or it's salty water, and sometimes that helps for refuah. And Shekin Derek Lirchus Pam Malekha Chachad Rafua Kovid. These are places which people would immerse themselves and would wash there for purposes other than to go there, other than Rafua. So it's not obvious it's for Rafua, and therefore it's Mutzer. Avoloi b'mayim haroyim shebiyam agadol u'bemei ha-mishra. The places where the water is putrid, etc., where a person will not go there for washing purposes. Obviously, he's only going there for the refu element. U'bemei mishra, mei mishra is the water used that they soak flax in. So it gets all of the flax pieces, and they sit in the mei, so they start to rot. So, shem ma'usim, these places are disgusting. I mean, derech lichus bem ela rufu. The only reason a person would go into them, like people, is because of rufu purposes. But davka sheshoya behem. But even in this case, where it's also, it's only if a person stays in there. Avlemeno shoya behem motor. Shein anira ela kemekar. We said before that even these places where it's uncomfortable, it's smelling, etc. But if a person is very, very hot, and that's only water available, a person would go in there and cool himself off. Would use it to cool himself off. So that's not obviously doing it for a fool, and therefore it's mutter.
What do we say? Shohe means.
Which
shohe?
Shohe means to spend time there, to wait. Okay, kuflam et zayin, rechatzin, pirish. After kavanosu the refua, so you're doing refua. Kimash rechon zavay briim mutter. Since people which are healthy also use this place to wash, then it's mutter. It's not obvious it's for refua because al dinasa. However, akvasman shein derech liruchet b'chamit zavay el refua, also b'shabas im shayer. But in a case where it became now the standard is only for refuah purposes, people only immerse themselves in hot springs of Chamei Tiberi just for refuah purposes, not for rechitza. So that will be also, because it's obvious it's for refuah and it's also.
So it says there, if you're going to, you're not just going for a quick dip, does that mean?
Right, so the quick dip, we said you have the sore of, he's doing it to warm up, it's to cool down, whatever it is, it's still not obvious, it's for a fool. And then that's the assumption, by the way, that nowadays, these places are only used for a fool. Meluchim, even though the Yamagadol is Meluchim, Perishim Ilim Ibn Ezek Sasra for, the fact that it's salty helps a little bit, it has some curative elements. The rapos, but that I feel him yeshu chatotim barosha gam ken mutter. Even though chatotim, apparently this is a refua, and people could see it, so it's obvious he's doing it for the chatotim. These type of scaling or whatever it is on his head, still mutter, because the ma'aseh it is a place where people use it for rechitza. May mishra shasharon shampishtim avu hadin b'yama shalstem. You can't use the place where they soak flax, and you can't use the Dead Sea. People don't go for swimming in the Dead Sea. They go for the medicinal element in it. Shehem ba'usim, they're disgusting. Okay. Isa Barama. Now it is really a side issue. Barama quotes, Ein roch zin b'mayim shemeshal shalin. You can't be roichitz in water, which causes the person to have diarrhea. Haina, what is that? Maim shemitzanen in esaguf, water de shulshu. The cold causes the body sometimes to respond feeling ill, that causes him to have a strong urge to go to the bathroom. It makes him have diarrhea. Well, a bit titcha tavim boya, you can't go into mud baths. And they should call Elu Tsarheim. Across the Shabbos and Adkan Lashem. The Titcha Tavim, not a mud bath in the sense of you have them put mud on you, but you go into the thing, so it's very uncomfortable and hard to get out, etc. So it ends up being this element of Tsar in it. And they should call Elu Tsar. Fine. We can also leash to his mashka mashal, so then look at Sargon. He says the person can't drink a laxative on Shabbos. What about drinking it right before Shabbos? Which the result being on Shabbos, I have to go to the bathroom a lot. So it's also usur unless the problem which he's drinking, taking it for would end up being more tzar. The problem is you're causing tzar, but the problem has the person has a constipation, which is more painful, so he's taking the laxative because it's going to be less painful, so then I'm not causing tzar and Shabbos, I'm causing the lessening of tzar and Shabbos. And that's mutter if you do it before Shabbos. That's talking about So this mashka hamashal show. So it's also to do. It means even though your intent isn't for refuah, the mayim mechavim refuah. Belavachi asur im loykeshu bor the chalchel l'shem sakana doz mutav chenav asavik lamen zayin. Otherwise, it's a refuah issue. It's obviously a refuah issue. So the only one that the problem over here is al tsar because you're causing tsar by having to go to the bathroom. It's also al tsar refuah. He says, well, the case will be, even if the person not doing it for a fool, it's still lost because of the tsar.
What if the situation is somebody is a, like a Metamucil, which is not a strong, it's not a strong laxative, it just is a, it's a binder.
Keeping a person regular.
Yeah.
I've had this question for a long time. You know, where does Metamucil fit into all of these things? In other words, this the kudum here at tsar doesn't cause tsar. It creates bulk as opposed to mashalsha, which does it through a process of a chemical compound that causing the person to urge to go. Here it just creates bulk, and the body relieves it regularly. And that's one end.
Creates
what? Bulk. B-U-L-K. Bulk.
Right.
So that doesn't have. But the problem is the refuah element. He says if a person's doing it for refuah, it's a problem. So what's the heter? We had refuah in Lamed Zion. If it's a mashka, if a Michael Brehim, so then it's not osur. But it's hard to say it's a Michael Brehim. I mean, it's not a Michael. That's the problem. It might be used by people which are just maintaining themselves. Which would be a point in its, you know, that's mutter. But on the other hand, the heter, where there was a Michael Brehim, the Maisa, this is not a Michael, it's perceived as some type of a.
What was the rule by Michael Brehim if a person is.
And in Michael Brehim, a person has a need for it, it was a problem. It says only mutter if a person is that. He's taking the ravoina b'litzimoinoi. Maybe he's doing it the refuah ke the chazik mizgoi. Even borigami itzos also. That's mishmar and kufchav. But Ramosha, Ramosha said that a person takes vitamins which are, but he's totally got, you know, bori. He's just taking it just like totally just, you know, why not be on the safe side? Rashi said they're mutter. All the question arguing him. The problem with Metamucil is, you know, is the more the person's taking it for, until you get to the point where he has it of a chayla and it's mutter.
At that point, you're probably not taking Metamucil.
Well, let's say to the marshal, the person has a heart condition.
Mm-hmm.
So they say constipation is very dangerous for a heart condition because the strain of going to the bathroom can damage the heart.
Okay.
So he has to maintain regularity. So that person will take Metamucil, let's say, on a regular basis in order not to get to the situation of being constipated. So, Pashas, you know, it's a chayla, I mean, there's a chayla there, which is, requires this usage. I mean, that chayla is an underlying, real, bona fide chayla. It's like a nafal mishka when it's got to be the heter using it. But if you don't have that level, Pashas, it should be also. Goes into, you know, the middle area, which is also Mechush Ma'oma. The other issue which I have metamucil is I'm not sure that's not considered losh.
Considered what?
Losh. There's a din later on that says that apparently sesame seeds, if you put them in water, if you let them sit, the starch, etc., which is in them, makes the whole the water into a big mass. And that's called losh. So it says the same thing with, you know, jello. You know, adding jello to water, even though it goes in as a liquid, but since it sits and it turns into a semi-solid, that's losh. Metamucil, you let metamucil sit, and it becomes a total mass of, it absorbs all the water which is there. That's its whole power.
That
with cereal also. What? Yeah, somebody asked me that once. Why is it different in the case with cereal? Cereal, the goal isn't to do that, and it's not its function. Edichanami, theoretically, if you put it in there for that purpose, you might have a losh problem. Most people don't put it in that their goal is to make, you know, I like my cereal to sit and sag and absorb all the liquid. It might be a problem to do that on Shabbos. You know? There's people who like that. You know? It's part of the definition of a Jewish mother. She likes cold soup and soggy cereal. You know, because that's the reality of her life. You know, but over here you're doing it for that purpose to absorb. I don't know. It always left me confused.
And hot tea for a person who has a cold or something.
Yeah, it's also told in Michael Priam, right.
And so in other words, it would be okay.
It would be mutter.
It would be.
Right. There the issue was everything which is Michael Priam, you're allowed to take it even if you're taking the Tzerech Refuah. Kol HaKol HaMashit Mashim Shem Michael Priam, Mutter Lachan HaShtreshen LeRefuah. So taking a hot tea or taking orange juice, that everything is mutter. The question is someone which is not a Michael Brigham. So the Magen Rome says it's also for refuah, but strengthening your constitution is called refuah. And Rambam says depends if there's some weakness there or not. Okay, but davka shashoya. Excuse me. He's staying in there for a little bit. It's cloudy water. It's smelly water. You're not doing it for Hano. But to jump in and out just to cool off, can make it look like you're being make up. Even though it's cloudy, dirty. He didn't have any other water available. So he did it to cool off a little bit. So that's not obvious. Well, he's doing it to cool off. Even though he has this psoriasis, whatever it is on his head, says, aha, doing for this. No, that's not obvious. It's still not considered obvious enough that that's also. Okay. Hey, right there. Leaving aside the Darkei Amari issues, wounds and mutter, wounds and zasser, but there's cases where a person can say some type of a skula. Leuchash means like a whisper, like little incantations they used to say, that the snakes and the scorpions shouldn't attack. So that's mutter. Meanwhile, you're sort of locking the snake up in its thing. It's not considered tzedek. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah Kufim Gimel. Name Kavu Shum Tzedek. That would be Shal Yedei Hadlachash Enu Yochol Losses Mim Kaim Ayat Shenuchol Tavsoi. The lachash forces the animal to be immobile, and now you can actually go grab it. It's Mekomokam Mutter. They didn't say the tivis. It's not considered tzedek tivis. So it's like a shin doing with a shinui. Even though some shinuyim, most shinuyim are malacha with the shin kalachiyad is also the rabbanon. There are some exceptions where it was so off of the beaten path the chazal didn't answer. I want to be in the submission to Zion, Sifu Zion. I feel that say what's the hedja mutter. What do we need this hatter? We said you're allowed to catch these things because You're not catching them to use them, so it's loch shirisil lagufa. And chazara meko, because of the tsar involved, if they bite. So we don't need the special heter of this not seder. Okay, so it wasn't that they were the concern, the potential problem was a distant possibility. They're not interested in him at all. The snake is just not interested. So he's just a little bit nervous. He says the incantation, and the snake is immobilized. So the case over there was that there was a skula of taking the person's belt and measuring the belt and giving them out of and you say some time incantation as you did it. So again, he said the same thing over there. It's not considered a fuah because it's done this derech, this incantation type of approach.
Did we say measuring a belt?
Yeah.
Well, you can't measure.
Medina shalom because it's tzarech early.
They measured to prevent.
The person was sick. So not enough of the mishka that you have a heter refuah. So he was a mechush. So apparently there was this skula type of refuah. You measure the belt and you say some type of incantation over there, and the person gets better. So he says the medina part is mutter because it's medina shalmit. So you're doing it to take away the tsar and give him onik shabbos, take away the tsar. But there's no xeris refuah because of this din over here that it's like, you know, it's way out.
The measuring isn't a problem either.
Well, the measuring is mutter because of medida shal mitzvah. Medida, if you do a measuring for a mitzvah purpose, is mutter. Right?
So the mitzvah is preventing tzar?
The mitzvah there would be onik Shabbos. The person, if you take away his pain, he's going to enjoy Shabbos much more than if you don't. Right? He'll be bitzar b'Shabbos.
So how did this halacha get put in with the rest of things that are connected to refuah?
I don't know. You have to look back at the Beis Yosef and see why it stuck it here, like how the flow came into over here. So there are interesting tshuvas to talk about these issues, like, you know, the mice with Baba Sali, right?
Shabbos.
With the fire, which Shabbos it, you know. So, Baba Sali used to light, you know, neiros and Shabbos. He didn't light two neiros, you know. He used to light hundreds of neiros there, you know, because the Kabbalistic thing of neiros was, you know, obviously it was, you know, a fire waiting to happen. One day one of these things is going to fall, and so one of them falls, and the house it starts burning. So he goes over there and he takes like his finger, and he does like a line on the ground, and he says something or other. And he says, Ad kan. When the fire gets to the fire dies. Okay. Well, right? I don't catch the mice. I mean, that's straight Baba Sali mice. That's not a problem. So the Shaila was, it was on Shabbos. Is that considered that he's doing kibui, Malachas kibui on Shabbos by doing that? So then, so the discussion being, so he didn't do it. I mean, we'll see later on. We get to the Lake of Shabbos. That's considered a groma because it's not. He didn't actually put out the fire. He just prevented it from going any further past that point. The melee went out. So he didn't actually put it out. So he pistama used that approach. But then there's a tshuva from the Tzitz Eliezer, which he talked about, not the same thing. But I remember once I saw Rav Zilberstein in his first sefer Melachim Amnayich, he brings his ma'isa and he shows Sua ma'isa that there's a tshuva from the Tzitz Eliezer, which talks about using a shame to do Ritzicha, A, for its Altsloisir, and then second, B, what on Shabbos? You know, is it called Kil Shabbos if you use Skuladika type of things to defile anything? So here you have. So it says over here it's not considered Seder because it's considered a Shinui. And the Makam Tzar Lagozru. So I guess if the guy's really bothering you, so at least, you know, the problem of the Shechita part. So it's with the Shinui, so.
Why can't we say that Baba Sali did it to protect somebody or to save somebody? I mean.
Well, then we just put out the fire straight already, then. If he held as much as Kana,
no,
so he put out the fire.
School about that.
No, I mean, with you know, the whole thing goes. He could have done that also, right? You know, like, you know. I mean, I have no doubts about his abilities. know.
So I don't know. Can you use an incantation then for straight refuah?
You asking a Shabbos shayla? You asking?
No, obviously we can use incantations whenever we feel.
Well,
like
there's certain cases are mutter. Certain cases are also. Yeah.
So, but no, I mean, on Shabbos, this seems to say that if you're in some sort of condition where there would be tzar, you could use an incantation even for refuah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's correct.
So, okay. If why would it even be a this is sort of analogous to the case. Why would it be an issue before when we said that there's a case we just had a sif go where we said that there's some sort of food that has no element of using herbs at all. So therefore. Why would it be even an issue?
No, see, over there, there's no way to do it except through non-herbal.
Oh, right. Okay.
But if I could do it herbal and incantation, so I would have Xeris refuah theoretically because I could do it with herbs. But the Ramata, because the incantations are not considered you're doing anything.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. Nembav. Noisin kli agabi ayin lahaker luhushiyeh kli nitl b'shabas. You can take a kli to put in your eyes just to cool off. Sometimes your eyes, you know, you feel like very hot, so you sort of like cool around that area. So you're allowed to put it over there. Sakta Mishnah Berurah, Kuf Mem Dalid, Lahakir, Pirish. Misha Chosh Bainer, he has a pain in his eye. There's a Kli Matkos Alayin, what they use, they would take something with the carver, they'd cool it off, and that would take away some of the pain. So you put a nice cold metal, piece of metal, and that would take away some of the pain. So that's mutter. Okay. Vuadin shemakivin b'tabaso b'kliyas o'ayin k'seishol yispasha anapoch. If there's, it's starting to, there's some type of wound or whatever, so the eye is starting to puff up, and you want to put something there that to contain the puffiness, it shouldn't spread. So you want to put a clear a ring or whatever it is over there to hold it in place. So that's also mutter. The same thing, if you want to take a cold metal knife, and you would press it down. If the thing's starting to puff up, you push not puncture, just put the flat side of the metal there to hold it in place, to cool it off. It shouldn't expand because part of the expansion is from the various different things happen there. It starts heating up, it expands. So I'm allowed to do that now. So all those cases are mutter. Now, possibly, just thinking in regards to your question, this Gemara with Nosan Kliyah Gabi Ayin L'Hokir is Gemara back to back with the Gemara over there about the Lechachal and the Chashmak Rabim. So maybe the ones that quoted this one, I quoted that one. I don't know.
Is that just the flow of the Gemara?
That's in the Gemara. The two Gemaras are back to back.
So
maybe brought over here in Shulchan Aruch, even though that the first one is not a refuah issue. Sif Mem Hei really belongs in Shin Tezayim. Talks about the Melach of Tzeda. You say, well, you can use your incantation to stop the thing from going, even though it's not considered Tzeda. I mean, that's how I would have accepted it to be found. Okay.
But in Shas, it's in this order.
In the Shas, the two Gemaras are next to each other. Yeah. Well, the Gemara is not Tomer Refuah. Specifically, the more it's Gemara in Sanhedrin. The more it's talking about incantations.
So, which two Gemaras are next to one another?
The Gemara of Loichashim al Nachashim Makrabim, and the Gemara of Nosan Kliyah Gabi Ayin
Lahokir. Okay, but before Memhe, is a different Maseches.
Right. That was regular Shabbos and Yonah. Masechta Shabbos and Yonah. Mem Zayin. Etzem Sheltzimim Kaimai Machzir Nosay. Bones out of its place, you'll have to put it back in. Okay, now, so the Mr. Burim, Kufim, hey, I'm going to run Mechalik al Seh, but surely, Dafka etzim hanishbar, mutalazi, if the bone broke, you're allowed to set it, Kedisa v'Gemara. If it popped out of its joint, you can't put it back in. The field of shaft of harbor, but certain also can eat specific lemon. We said you can't even rub it under cold water, obviously. So going and then having the rubbing of the cold water help the muscle contract and force it back into its place. You can't do that. So Kabbalah says, you can't push it back in place. Koshkin Chazara. So that's the Mogher Rambam says, he doesn't argue on this din of the Shulchan Aruch. Beitikul b'kam achrenim. Fine. Kamakam near Al Yehen Yehudi, near Dan El Hakri, you can have a go to it.
Is it painful also?
It is painful.
So there wouldn't be room to be Megill?
I understand, but his kasha is just basically, but we had in Sif Lamed that you can't do it. So how can you come over here? You could do it. Make up your mind. That's his kasha. Comes along the Sefer Shulchan Ate Shittim, which is the Merkavas of Mishnah, by the way. Chelik al Magan of Ram, because of the Chol Sheyotzim, Mim Kerman Lagamri, Shkaran Oish, Oish Gelinkt. Okay, it's out of its link. Chol Sheyotzim, Kanaz Aver, Kamoy Nishber, Im Lo Yachzir Enel Miyad. That's considered a danger to the joint if it stays out of its place for too long. It's I'm sure it's stretching things. It's probably going to damage some of the veins and arteries. It's not going to grow back, etc. Mishrullah Hashem, feel like you know, it's only the Rabbanon. But you said that Malacha the Rabbanon by Skanas Eber is Mutter. Kidab is Sif Yud Zayin. Sif Yud Zayin. All right, that's the quote from the Shulchan Ateh Shittim. And Zat Mishrullah Baruch. So according to what he's saying, V'hai Deleel, which says Sif Lama, that you can't do it, Irish at the Daito, according to his Pshat, Shalom Nishman Legamim Mekam, it's not totally out of place. So there he says, you can't put it back in place. When you're the Gamal Dasa Magen Avram, if a Reifa Omer Shenifrak Bechazaka, that the being the disjointed element of it is so strong, Yuchel Obli Day Sekanas Aver, it could impact the Aver, he'll leave him, it'll permanently, disabled because of this joint not being put in place. So Matlim Shachlach Zir, the Mekar Mekadar Shes Mechaz. Then you'll have to put it back in. Even Magen Avram would not argue in that case. Okay. Memches. Interesting halacha. Okay. Also, lo niach beged alamaka shi'etzim men odam. You want to put a cloth on a maka which is bleeding. Shadam yitzba oisai, because the blood will dye the cloth. So even talking about something which we, like when we have tissues, whatever it is, which you're going to discard immediately, there's not that's not also. But over here, it's a cloth. So Mishabur will raise the question. It's makalkal, and it's yichla gufa. So Mishabur will raise the question. Furthermore. You have to be careful when you're doing it, you're putting it on, you can't press and force any blood out. Okay. You wash it off with water or with wine. Lahavir dam shemaka, to remove the blood. And then you put the cloth on top of it. Okay. V'yesh armim, some say, shekarech kure akovish, Alamaka, Machasabem Koladam, Kolachabur, Mahakak, Karakala, Alab Smart. First, you take some spider webs. You put the spider webs on top of the wound, the web, and the web is. There are a few layers of that, and that sort of will function as a way to staunch stop the bleeding. This layer of this spider web over here, and then you could put the cloth on top. Okay, Mr. Burr. It says it's going to diet. Alva gav the makalkel who potter lechur, putting blood into the garment is not considered a tikkun, right? Blood red is not the most favorite color. Kamalkem osa chachila. Okay, it's also. Therefore, if it's a red garment, which is strengthening the red, so that's even more reason to say that it's also.
What about like a black?
Yeah, it's a good argument. I can hear that. Welcome at Chak. I think Jim Hutter. His kimu hakrenim the yishal hakol. If in the case of necessity, it's all he has available, so he can be makel. The huderach lichluch. It's not a maisa of real and active of tzviya because it's done in a way which is dirtying it, not really fixing it. You can't call it a maisa of being tzveyit. A psik resha and a deraisa we are machmer. Psik resha and a derabonon is a steer mishav brus. Rav Avadya has a long shuba where he's makel on it. He holds very strongly the kula on it. And there's different ways to answer the steer mishav brus. It comes out maybe sometimes it's motzer, sometimes it's osur.
Because this is a psik resha.
Well, here it's more than it's segregation. He's putting it directly on it. Or it's segregation is when you're being Isaac and A and B happens. Over here, I'm putting the cloth on top of the dam.
But isn't A you're removing the blood and B is that mevela the cloth is getting dyed? Or you're saying as long as it's happening at the same moment?
Well. I would call it more like Mlach and Sila Gufa, or you know, Makalkal. Psik Resha is, I'm being Isaac in schlepping the chair, the chair mail is making a hole. But if I dig a hole because I need dirt, I don't need the hole, it's called Mlach and Sila Gufa. Over here, I'm putting this thing on top of the blood which is coming out, not to dye it, but to stop the bleeding. Right. And let's say my kavana was just to protect the wounds. So you can evolve instead of shedding miskav, and my kavana isn't to do anything with the blood. Then it'll be a secretion case. If my kavana is to stop the bleeding, so my goal is to put this thing into the dam. Interesting question. I'm not 100% sure that I'm right, but I said that. It's an interesting question. Well, so lo hitzi dam. When you bifnei atzur, the shulchan aruch is saying a separate point. One point is you can't dye your cloth, second point you can't press any blood out. You can't press or they cause the blood to come out. You want to put something over there, there's no problem with tzviya. You want to sort of like wrap it around. You want to wrap it height. You can't do it height, which will cause the blood to come out. That's the malacha of chayvul, which is an amalacha.
Do it
high?
Like
high is hard?
Hard.
Yeah, high. The hard goes to press it tight.
So that's what you mean by hard.
It stops the bleeding when you apply pressure.
What? I'm sorry?
I thought when you apply pressure, it stops the bleeding.
You need significant pressure and you to be able to do that. So over here, meanwhile, he's just pressing in on it. See, he's causing the blood to come out, and it's chayba, which is an amalach. There are certain types of medicines which pull liquid towards them. Many compounds absorb liquid. So I put a powder, which its nature is to pull liquid towards itself, and it'll pull out, the goal of pulling out all of the pus which is there and the blood which is there, that's its goal, is to pull it towards it. So if it's going to be pulling out any blood out of the veins, so it's a form of chayvul. So it's a type of a cream which pulls it out. Gam ken havi malacha deraisa kima shenis kavanas. That's his intent, and it's a malacha deraisa. Al kaponim also isur b'variation. If it's not deraisa, it's rabbanan, but definitely also. Okay. Hamadabek sheretz aluka. Person takes leeches. Occurring. Pivikas or Igolin, Shatimsa's dam, it pulls out blood. So they would put leeches on to, because that's a form of bloodletting. So a person's putting leeches on the person on Shabbos. That's a chiyuv d'oraisa. Even though he's not doing it, but the worm is doing it, but putting the worm in a place where it's not going to do it is called him doing it. Can also be called, you can have, if it's a case where it'll be beneficial for the chayla, and it's a chayla, so you can have a goy do it, but not a shoe.
So you can do it maybe with a
shinoi,
for the leech
on? No, malacha the rice is not mutar yedei shinoi. My rum says it's the rice. How much is done by fever? Min hachabura, a person sucks out blood from a wound. Also, limb says dam shvein shenai, which means therefore a person shouldn't be sucking. If he feels his gums are bleeding, he wants to like sort of suck the, and then spit it out. He's pulling out blood. The kach yeish. If you wash off the maka first, atchilas asifkoi, wash off the maka, and therefore when you put the cloth on, you're not putting it onto the blood. Okay, so some say you could use spider webs. Yesh arman shakarich. Because spider webs have the nature that they're actually causing it to, as opposed to just putting a cloth on top and putting pressure there, which is helping it slow down. But the kara achabish actually help it make a scab and they help it heal. They say you can be make on that case.
So they're not
Muslim
because for this very reason.
You know what? They probably.
Maybe nowadays they are.
Pashas, they are muksa.
What are muksa?
Unless the case was the person had this wound before Shabbos,
what are
so he
muksa?
Planned to use the spider webs. So he planned to use it, so then it would not be muksa. But if that only developed on Shabbos, so when Shabbos began, it had no use. It would be muksa.
I thought the case was that the guy got hurt on Shabbos, and then he decided, "Oh, now I'm
going to
use the spider webs."
Right, so we're being makel the tzarek rufua for him to use muksa, but pasha that is muksa. Okay, so holding my sif manches.
Is there an issue with taking one's blood in their mouth? You know, with a wound? Is there any issue?